Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
And like way less hot than it was yesterday. Like it was yesterday was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then
it's bearable.
I felt like it was like, whoo.
I feel like I've been in a swamp for 2 months, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not just standing next to me, is it?
No, you are so hot.
You're more
so hot. You're so hot.
Okay, so welcome to Tuesday. Let's have some fun this morning. In the meantime, like before I tell you like what's going on, I want to check in with the crew. So TJ, what's on your mind?
Yesterday, Drake announced officially Certified Lover Boy is coming out this Friday. And he posted a photo on Instagram and it had 12 pregnant women emojis.
Yeah.
And now people are speculating that's the actual Certified Lover Boy album cover.
Oh.
And listen to this theory online. Drake is dropping Certified Lover Boy, an album about love, or baby making, if you will, 9 months after the expected release date. 9 months is a full-term pregnancy, and he's releasing it on Labor Day weekend, which is why there are pregnant emojis on the cover.
Yeah.
I love the internet sometimes.
He's so bloody smart.
I want to say that doesn't make sense, but he's also so sneaky. So
I know.
Make
he probably planned that.
Yeah.
He's probably listening to you, Jax.
Yeah.
All last year saying, I think this is the week. And then the next week, I think this is the week.
And then the week after that.
What's up with you, by the way?
Well, actually, I wanted to talk about Drake, too, because it's his week, of course, Certified Lover Boy coming out this Friday. I also want to give him a special shout-out, because he gave a fan a brand-new wheelchair-accessible van.
This is
incredible. So one of his big, big fans has a sister who's disabled, has, you know, physical disabilities. She needed a van. And so he just bought a brand-new one, sent it, and then, like, wrote, you know, the fan, of course, wrote a special thank you, and Drake said, just, like, love you. Just keep being amazing.
That's really cool.
And it was very quiet, like he always is. And I love that.
Hey, producer Leo, what's up with you?
Hi, guys. You guys are talking about Drake. I like to talk about myself.
Which is initially what we were supposed to do, but I think we just run out of stuff to talk about because we're not that interesting.
Yeah. Okay, this is not that interesting either, just giving you a heads up. I started tennis this summer.
Hey!
Yes, I'm on my 13th lesson yesterday, but I realized something. After the second lesson, I haven't gotten any better. So for that, I want to say I don't think I'm good at tennis and I don't think I ever will be.
You okay? Keep trying. Yeah. You're doing great.
13th, though?
No, it's okay. It'll come.
Yeah. So you can't say she's doing great if you've never seen her play.
I'm holding out for 14 and 15. Yeah. Okay?
Thank you, guys.
Keep going.
I believe in you.
TJ started tennis and he won't stop talking about it. So maybe
a tennis boy.
You guys can bond about that.
Yeah.
How many lessons did you take, though?
A lot less than Leo.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning. You're Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There's a show that maybe you love. Trailer came out for it yesterday, and this is what Jax calls her favorite problematic show.
No, I never said that.
No, that's about verbatim.
She doesn't like that she loves this show.
I don't feel good about it, no.
She doesn't feel... And here's the thing. When Jax talks about it, you can tell Jax doesn't feel good about Jax. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jax's like, I watched that show on a weekend, and I'm really upset with myself.
Jax told me that she'll watch that show, and then she can't look at herself in the mirror for 2 months.
And the show... She didn't say that.
I definitely
the show
said that.
Is you, with Penn Badgley from Gossip Girl. And Penn is a creepy stalker man.
It's about stalking and murder. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait for the next season. Like, it's really troublesome.
So he's a stalker and a murderer, and he stalks women.
Yep.
And in the trailer released yesterday, we get to find out that he's a dad now.
Oh, good.
So he's a dad. He's with someone. Yeah. And he says the baby boy is, quote, not what he expected. Which, if you know the show, that's really flipping creepy.
And the way that they left off the last season kind of alluded to that he's living a new life with his person and that, you know, everything is good for now.
Now, do you think that he stalks his own wife or do you think that it is somebody else? Like, is he leading a double life here?
Interesting.
I think that he, because, like, the premise of the show is that he always, like, he was trying to be normal. He was trying to fight these urges. He was trying to do... you know, the right thing. I mean, he never did because he's awful. So I think that he's, like, starting this new life and, like, trying to be good and trying to, like, move on. And he can't because he's a monster. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's he's going to get into some trouble with somebody else, not his wife.
It comes out on October 15th. Jax, when do you think you'll watch the entirety of the season?
October 15th.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You'll watch the whole thing?
Oh, I'll just, yeah.
Now...
I was going to say bang it out, but I don't want to say that.
You can probably phrase that a little
bit. I don't feel comfortable saying that.
Just sometimes like banging it out. Are you going to feel guilty afterwards?
I Adam and TJ, if you know one thing about me, it's that I perpetually feel guilty about something, and I'll definitely feel guilty about this.
But you won't regret it, will you?
Oh, absolutely not.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, if you come into work from the East End, your life will permanently change tonight. I didn't know this until literally yesterday, and maybe I should pay more attention.
Probably.
But the, you know what, when you get to the end of the Gardner, and it goes and it transitions into Lakeshore East, they call it the Logan off-ramp, which I didn't even know it was called that.
Where it splits, you can either go to the DVP or you stay on the Gardner. Right?
Bingo.
Yeah. Go to the Good Canadian Tire or not.
Yeah. Which is the best Canadian Tire.
Which is honestly, I think, in terms of driving in the city, it's the best driving because it's the only place in the city where it's not stopped up all the time.
Yeah.
Well, they're tearing that down today.
Yeah, it
worked. Today.
9 o'clock.
Too efficient.
9 o'clock tonight. It's working too well.
What?
Yeah. So I guess it's all a part of, like, you know, incorporating the Portlands into the city eventually, and like there's a whole bunch of, you know, they floated that bridge in earlier this year,
right?
Stuff like that, and literally, if you drive along the Gardner, you can see they're digging a whole bunch of holes and stuff because they're trying to, you know, shore up the lake because the Portlands are not supposed to be there. That's all man-made. So it's one of those things that, like, they've you know, and they man-made that, like, 100 years ago. So they had to, like, shore it up and make sure everything's going to be okay before they build gigantic condos on it. So now, I guess they're just going to tear it down, and then it's going to widen Lakeshore?
I just moved to the East End.
I know!
And I found, I was like, this is too good to be true, because it was very easy to access.
Yes.
So according to the city, the removal of the Logan Avenue ramps will allow the Lakeshore Bridge to be lengthened and widened. Once the bridge is reconfigured, it will have bike lanes, pedestrian paths, and a new linear park.
Lakeshore loves bikes. The Lakeshore is only going to be bikes one day. Bikes. Yeah.
Every bikes day will be pedestrians.
It's always closed for bikes. 45-year-old men and their bikes. Always.
So it is, I mean, it's a pretty big change, right?
Yeah.
It's huge. And whatever is going to happen, I still don't even fully understand what you said there, TJ. But whatever they're planning on doing, they're saying won't be done until 2024.
Right on. And so 2026.
100%. I'm like, this is going to be just like Union Station, which was going to be done in 2014. Done in 2014.
It's even worse now.
It's
even more confusing now.
Absolutely. They made Union Station like the Path Junior.
Yeah.
It's just so complicated. I don't know when the last time you were downtown is, but it's this wild, just like glass and white tile everywhere, and I don't know where I'm going.
It's bizarre. Adam, you were away last week, but we were talking about Eglinton Crosstown. And they were doing testing with the cars on it, or with the trains, pardon me.
Oh, yeah?
They were doing brake testing, and they said that they started doing Eglinton Crosstown in 2011.
Ooh. Well, and strangely enough, where we work at Queen and John, they're shutting down Queen Street, are they not?
Yeah, from the university all the way to just in front of, City Hall. It's a mess. Yeah, and they're doing it for like 5 years, somebody told me the other day.
Because that's the first part of this... Of the subway.
The new subway.
And then I think they're going to move it over to where we are, past university towards Spadina, are they
it's
not?
It's going to get closer. Like, it's going to come down Queen West.
So the longer we work here, the less access we'll have to work here.
Everything is pain, right?
Yeah. Everything is pain.
Okay.
It's all for the greater good, though. Everything's going to look nice and
well. Yeah, cool.
You know what's going to be hilarious?
What?
For some reason, I have this feeling that, like, we're going to build all these subways, and then, like, 10 years from now, some, like, inventor billionaire like Elon Musk is going to come up with a better way where you don't have to, like, dig up the planet to get into it.
Yeah.
Hovercraft
subway. Yeah, something like that, and we're all going to be like, well, we wasted a pile of money. Oh, well.
We're due for flying cars, aren't we?
I hope so.
Yeah, okay.
Sometime soon. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Ed Sheeran.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Doug Ford is about to announce a vaccine passport this week, officially. Details are still being hashed out, but Ontario's passport system would likely require customers to show a proof of vaccination document before entering restaurants, movie theaters, and other settings. Similar to Quebec, it sounds like ours could be a QR code or something similar on your app. If you don't know what that is, it's like, you know, when you go to the airport and you have your ticket on your phone, you literally just go beep. That's essentially what it will look like.
And I'm hearing that those that don't have phones or access to a phone will have like an alternative. So
absolutely.
It's going to work for everybody.
Yeah, which is cool. One of your favorite Netflix shows, Manifest, has been renewed. Do you guys know this show? It has like a cult-like following.
I watched the first season, then it got weird. And I don't know how they're doing a fourth season.
I think they're trying to wrap it up, right? Like, I think this is the last season.
I don't know how they're going to wrap it up. It's so much.
It's like Lost. It's just completely off the track.
I was going to say, they forgot the lesson that Lost learned, which is if you have a good idea, don't drag it out over 7 seasons.
Yes, 100%.
Wrap it up in 4. Manifest is, after weeks of negotiation, Netflix has closed the deal for a supersized 4th and final season of the Missing Plane drama, which is available exclusively on Netflix. The TTC is increasing its service for September. That sounds fun and normal. This is in the release. They outlined a number of measures that will be implemented in the next month to meet increased ridership. Come September, there will be 25% more subway trains running on lines 1 and 2 during peak times on weekdays.
Amazing.
Also, service will be restored on almost 900 Series Express bus routes.
Great.
And new express routes are planned for October as well. All this to say, things are going to be feeling a bit more normal
Fantastic.
When it comes to the TTC.
Hell
and
yeah.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Have you heard of 5K a day? No. Starts next Tuesday. We're giving you $5,000 every single day. Again, that starts next Tuesday.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Canada's Wonderland's hiring for Halloween Haunt. And that just feels like the most normal thing ever. I had
some
friends that went to Canada's Wonderland this weekend. And like, I was like, oh, right. Like, you could do that.
Yeah.
It's open.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
People are having a great time.
Yeah.
And it's... Halloween Haunt's cool because, I mean, first off, it's fun to be scared.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, anybody that works there as on the haunting side,
yeah,
where you get to spook people, they say it's an absolute blast. Yeah. And I know two people who have done it, and that's TJ and Jax.
I did it a couple years ago. They invited me over to get dressed up as a zombie.
Oh, cool.
And then run around and scare people.
Yeah.
And I found at first I was very timid. Very, like, because you don't have a mask on, so you don't feel protected, but
right.
your face is painted, but it doesn't feel like it. So the first little bit, they would come over, and I would walk up to people, instead of being like, boo, I would say, hello. and they corrected that. They were like, you need to be a bit more intense, like, to be afraid to, like, get a little bit closer to people. This is, you know, before these unprecedented times, when you can get close to people. And then I got a little bit too into it, and I started, like, chasing people. Because the art of it is, you know when to give up the chase. When people are scared, your job is done. But I would scare people and then continue to chase them, which was problematic.
That could be an issue. Yeah,
let them go. Let them go.
I was told that once they're in their car on their way home, I should stop chasing them.
Jax?
I immediately was hooked on it. So, first of all, like, they do the makeup up right. Like, these people that transform you, like, they're next level. It's not just, like, a disguise.
It's like an hour in the chair, too.
I became a clown. I wasn't just a clown. I became a clown, and I immediately got addicted to the power. Like, I was out of control. I was, like, screaming. I was, like, popping out. It was, like, I was in my truest form. It was, like, who I was meant to be. And it took me a lot to take that the makeup off, because I loved it. Like, I loved it. And I don't like spooky things. Like, I notoriously don't watch horror movies, scary movies.
You wouldn't even watch Stranger Things.
No, that's way too spooky for me. But I would, like, it was the mask of the night. And I was running through. It was beautiful. I'll go again if they'll have me back.
It's like your alter ego, because you're so nice in person, but you got to finally be evil.
Awful. Just a monster. Awful.
So if you want to get drunk on power and get paid for it, how
it was so much fun. It was so much fun.
Oh, I can't imagine you. You're like a Care Bear. I can't imagine you being scary.
I'm a Scare Bear there.
I can see it.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Olivia Rodrigo.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
McDonald's had a huge announcement scheduled for yesterday. And what did we want?
Pizza!
McPizza.
McPizza, that's right. Yeah. And what did we get?
Not pizza.
Spicy chicken nuggets.
Spicy nuggets.
Which is still cool.
Eh.
But the problem was, on Friday, they said something big is coming.
Just dip it in hot sauce.
And everyone was like, oh, it's going to be McPizza. And then they said no.
Yeah. And everybody knows that a fast food restaurant's spicy food isn't spicy.
No.
It's like, it's literally well, it's going to be a little less bland, but we don't want to offend anybody. There are people who eat at those restaurants who are like, well, ketchup's too spicy for me. Yeah. I've actually heard people say that.
Yeah, you're in the room with one of them.
I was going to say, TJ.
No offense to McDonald's, but we didn't want spicy nuggets. You know what we want. Give us what we want.
It's going to make that much better when they finally give it to us, though, won't it?
They're not going to.
I don't think they will.
I don't think they believe that they can hit the pizza marketplace as hard as they absolutely would hit the pizza. This would be more popular than the McRib.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking this morning about this, I don't think that, I think it's more than a nostalgia factor. The McPizza was actually really good.
Yeah, it was incredible.
See, I never had it.
Okay.
To me, it's only just been like folklore.
Yeah.
But you were saying it is actually good.
Yes, 100%. It's actually, it was a spectacular little pizza.
It was delicious. It was just a perfect amount, perfect portion.
Yeah. Especially for birthday parties with kids.
Yes.
It's great.
Yes.
It's amazing. Now, I want to ask you, what's that other thing you've always wanted that won't come back? Like the McPizza's one is ubiquitous.
Okay.
But there are other things where you're like, can you just bring this back, please?
I have one, and I'm not sure if it's a thing in Canada. I think it came back and then it went away again. Vanilla Coke.
I was going to say Vanilla Coke,
no,
too.
No, that's back. That's
is it
back.
Is it?
Yeah,
are you sure? I haven't seen Vanilla. No, it's not back here.
I know Cherry Coke is. Right?
No, I've seen Vanilla Coke in like some specialty stores.
No way.
Yeah, like
really?
It's imported. Yeah, it's imported. It's not like regular. But Coke put out a bunch of different flavors last year, I think. And you can get, different ones right now.
Okay, Vanilla Coke is a good one.
Yeah.
Wow,
the
that's
original
delicious.
Vanilla Coke, because the ones that came out didn't quite taste as good. But when Vanilla Coke, the original, came out in like the early 2000s, ooh, it was like drinking a hug.
Jax?
All of the assortments of baked potatoes at Wendy's.
What?
Because they used to have all kinds of different baked potatoes at Wendy's, and then they don't anymore. And they used to have like a cheddar and broccoli, and I love that one. Yeah. And a chili baked potato, and all kinds of
Why don't
ones.
They do the chili baked? They do chili at Wendy's, right?
Put it on
Just
my potato.
Just put the chili on the
put
potato.
Put it on my potato. And also, I will say, McLobster. I wish that was all year round. Yes. Yes,
no.
bye.
The
yes.
McLobster. Is that ever served here?
No.
I don't think so.
No, that's only
November, right? I don't like lobster unless it's McLobster. And that makes me such a bad Nova Scotian.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We got it, listen, when you text in your answer at 999-999, please make sure it's more than food. But for whatever reason, we all went food.
I know.
Okay. So mine is a soft drink that used to glow as yellow and green as a nuclear power plant.
Chubby.
Mellow Yellow, baby.
Oh, Mellow Yellow.
Do you remember that?
Just Mountain Dew?
It was Mountain Dew, but it was greener and nuclear. And I honestly, like, it glowed in the dark. Yeah. This stuff was so full of sugar. Like,
this.
It was bad.
Yeah.
But it was really, really good. I know there's more stuff that we could come up with.
Oh, for sure.
Other than food. But what is yours? 999-999 or 416-872-9999? Tim Horton's peach drink.
Oh,
interesting. That's a text
so
from
delicious.
Hamilton.
An elixir.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know, I don't want to hate on McDonald's, but the spicy McNuggets announcement yesterday.
They're not it.
It was
it's
a letdown. It's like, who cares? Like, we all want the McPizza. Give us the McPizza. And they're like, well, we could do that.
Why don't they?
Or we could take nuggets and make them just slightly more spicy. It won't be spicy enough to stop your grandmother from eating it, though.
And they're never that spicy. Yeah.
No, never.
Any fast
Dip
food place when they're
sauce.
Like Chipotle or like spicy habanero, it's never that hot.
Why
do
you want your mouth
hot.
To be on fire? Like, enjoy the meal.
I love spicy food. It's never as spicy as I want it there, though.
Well, that's the thing, is that I don't think we even know what real Chipotle tastes like anymore.
No.
Because it never, nothing.
Yeah.
No Chipotle you're getting from a restaurant is actually that hot.
No.
Now, we're talking about things that we'd like to bring back that used to exist, that we loved, that were taken away and we want to bring it back. I would like to ask this. Can we bring back some leg room on airplanes? Can we bring back not paying for luggage on airplanes?
That won't happen, my love.
I thought we were talking about food.
No, I said beyond
agenda.
Food.
Yeah.
I'm going beyond food.
All right.
Can we bring back, do you guys remember this?
Yeah.
Lugs. Do you remember lugs?
Oh,
lugs.
I used to love a man in lugs.
What's comfortable. Lug?
They're like knockoff Timberlands.
Yeah.
And they were so comfy.
And they had
and
more
warm.
Colors.
Oh,
they did.
They had more colors.
And their designs were cool, too.
Okay.
I had a pair of lugs. I was like, these are the comfiest shoes I've ever had.
I think those went away for a reason.
No, they're cute.
Now, what else do we have at 999-999?
I just want to circle back. Jax mentioned the McLobster. Apparently, it was served at McDonald's in the GTA in 2012. The section 647, working there, the McRib and the McLobster were a nightmare to prepare. So there you go. From the 647, original Dunkaroos and Mellow Yellow, which Adam, you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Dunkaroos, you can still get on Amazon,
I think? You can. Yeah. They're very expensive, though.
I didn't know they were gone. From the 905, a Smarties McFlurry. Again, I did not know they got rid of Smarties McFlurries.
It's probably best that they did.
Why?
Yeah.
Because everybody pretends to like Smarties up here, but we all know M&M's are better. Should be an M&M's
He's
McFlurry.
Not wrong. He's not Smarties, wrong.
He is wrong.
Smartie, there's no chocolate. It's just that
Yeah, I
candy.
Want the snap. I like the Smartie snap
That's
in your teeth.
That's the snap of your teeth. Yeah, your teeth breaking.
Yeah, that's, no, I like that's literally the teeth falling out of my mouth from
Yum.
Ross.
Yum. I love Smarties.
From the 905, Tahitian Treat. Do you guys remember Tahitian
no,
Treat?
No, what's yes. that?
It was a fruit punch.
Oh.
It came in like a... The can was like kind of white, but it had a red label around it.
Okay.
It was delicious. Another text here from the... Oops, sorry, from the 647. I missed the Lola popsicles that came in cherry, grape, and orange, and they were in like in the shapes of lake icebergs. So good.
Cool.
Do you remember these?
No, I don't remember those.
Orbit space drink.
Oh yeah, well, but it was
that?
Literally okay. So it was literally okay, it was a bottle. It was like a glass bottle, looked like a little Perrier bottle, and then it was a pop or like a soda, but it literally had little. I'm assuming styrofoam pieces in it. It was like a space drink. Yeah. You must remember these, Adam. Like.
They look like little tiny styrofoam yeah. balls within the liquid. And I actually, I was,
remember that.
Was I was bizarre. On Wikipedia and I was trying to figure out what the small balls were and I couldn't really figure it out.
I don't
but they
think
were
they'll
edible.
Tell anybody. They tasted like, yeah, slime. It was pretty awful.
Another one here from the 289. Bring back Northern Getaway.
Oh!
TJ and I were just talking about Northern Getaway while you were on vacation. I was talking about the Cat Street Girls. And
did you have the Cat Street Girls
the
shirt?
Cat Street Boys and Mice Girls shirts, yes. And oh a lot God. Of people texted into 999999 when we were talking about this like 2 weeks ago because they knew. They knew the shirts. I used to, or like a random mouse, but they were a figure skater, like on the shirt. Like yeah. Those wasn't were the best
ones. Weren't they the ones with the, they had the, like the mice and the cats on the front and yeah. then their butts on the back?
Yeah.
What?
They had everything.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. So this store got the
and
business.
You know what?
I know. Oh,
and a good price point. A good yeah. price point.
They,
back to school.
They made what unquestionably the ugliest clothes in human history, and they survived for years, and yeah. everybody had
no,
something.
They really good.
Covered. They were the ugliest clothes you've ever seen.
You don't know.
They
what
were worse
it,
than
you
Jax.
Don't know that.
Do you remember Stitches? They were worse than Stitches.
Stitches.
Okay. Well, let's not get crazy. Yeah. Stitches was pretty yeah. bad.
Don't compare those two.
Another
apples
one
and
here.
Oranges.
McDonald's orange drink that you got at Jump Rope for Heart marathons.
Oh yeah, it was like syrup. It was yeah. literally like
so
syrup.
So I'm fairly
yeah.
certain that's now Orange Fruitopia, which tastes just as good.
Oh, I love that.
Another one from the 905. Tim Hortons English Toffee Coffee.
I've never had that.
Ooh, I remember
there was
that one.
A brief time in human history when Tim Hortons was really experimenting with coffee taste.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they got away from it pretty quickly.
They mm-hmm. they still have the French vanilla, right?
Oh
yeah. Yeah, yeah. And that tastes like candy.
Yeah, mm. it sets my stomach on fire, but I absolutely love French yeah. vanilla. It's Peaches, Justin Bieber.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you.
It's got a sponsor.
Join at cineclub.ca.
I sure do, Jax.
The time to get a deal on an apartment in Toronto has officially come and gone. This was a super fun article posted in BlogTO. Rents fell month over month for like a year straight, obviously because people were leaving their apartments and Airbnbs weren't being yeah. rented. So the rental market became
wild.
Very lucrative. You were actually able to get a deal. Well, as of this month, the city is back to bidding wars for rental units and prices are creeping back up. Rents in the GTA at large have been steadily on the upswing for four consecutive months, they're saying. Toronto leading the way with 4.7% month over month. The average rent for any size unit in downtown is now $2,167 a month.
Good.
A few months ago, I believe that was around $1,900. Toronto was back in its second spot for the most expensive rent in the country, behind only Vancouver. So yesterday, Drake confirmed that Certified Lover Boy was coming out and posted the photo of 12 pregnant women emojis on his Instagram, and we didn't know if that was the album cover, and it sounds like it actually is. It appears to be Damien Hirst, who designed the cover art for the soon-to-drop album, which is coming out on Friday. And there's a wild theory online as to why it's a bunch of pregnant women on the cover. Listen to this. Drake is dropping Certified Lover Boy, an album about love, or baby-making, 9 months after the expected release date. 9 months is a full-term pregnancy, and he's releasing it on Labor Day weekend, which is why there's pregnant emojis all over the front of the
We've
cover.
Got a lot of time on our hands, and I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I can see Drake doing that. He likes a little subliminal messaging. Teardown work starts on the Gardner Expressway ramps this week. Sorry, I should just mention one. The Logan Avenue ramps. They're going to close
for good.
Which
is a big deal.
It is huge, and this is literally the first time hearing about it.
I didn't know it was a ramp. I just thought it was the end of the Gardner.
I thought it's gone too.
Yeah.
So
it's
just
gone.
To be clear, it's if you're heading east on the Gardner, yeah. where it splits to the DVP, yeah. if you stay on the Gardner, that ramp goes down and becomes the Lakeshore. Mm-hmm. That's the Logan Avenue ramps.
It's quite a pleasant exit.
It's objectively the best driving in the whole city.
Yeah. It's very smooth.
I hate this.
Yeah.
And the problem is it's too efficient and they're getting rid of it forever. They're starting to tear it down as of tonight. Where's the lie?
Yeah.
I can't find it.
I have to be honest, and I'm sure there are people listening who plan our city.
Yeah.
Do you drive in our city, though? Ever? Ever. I'm talking bike. Do you bike in our city?
No. Well, actually, you'll be happy to hear that, according to the city, the removal of the Logan Avenue ramps will allow the Lakeshore Bridge to be lengthened and widened. Once the bridge is reconfigured, it will have bike lanes, pedestrian paths, and a new linear park, whatever that is. The ramps are being torn down as part of the Gardner Expressway Rehabilitation Plan and Portland's Flood Mitigation Project.
That's what, you know, when you drive and you can see the Portlands from, why they're digging those huge holes, because none of that existed like 100 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it's all man-made.
All of that is trash, believe it or not. Yeah. It's all garbage.
Garbage Island.
And that's literally what they did. They're like, hey, we're going to build a bunch of docks with trash. And they threw the trash in the water and they're like, now we have docks. But they have to dig down and for some sort of like, I don't even know how it works, but essentially they're in these enormous holes and they're like filling them with concrete to make sure that there's no flooding when they put gigantic condos in there.
So just to be clear, when you're driving on the Gardner, you're heading east and you would normally go down the Logan ramp.
Yep.
When you look out towards the lake and there's all that kind of like dirt and everything, those are the Portlands.
Yes. And they're digging up and they're finding like old trash from like the 1910s.
Ooh, Adam. We should go dumpster diving.
Can you tell me more about urban planning? I'm so
It's kind of hot when he talks about it, right?
I'm going to walk over there and cough on you. Okay. I'm kidding. God. It's a joke.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
Urban planning is important. It's important to know thy city.
I know, sweetheart.
I get it. I'm boring.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What's the most single you think you've ever been? Oh. Like, how single is super single? I'm bringing producer Leo in here, too. Like, you know, you reached your rock bottom single moment.
I paid for Tinder Plus once.
Did you?
Tinder Premium, where you get to see who matches you and all that stuff.
Oh, I paid for the league last summer.
It was expensive.
It was really expensive.
Yeah.
You thought you were gonna get on for free, didn't you?
And honestly, like, I was like, this is really disappointing. Yeah. Like, because you only get 5 matches a day, and the whole thing with dating apps, you want to be like swipe.
See, but that was why they did it. It's because they didn't want you to be swiping all day.
Mm. I also paid the fee for Bumble.
Yeah,
worth it. It's where I met Natalie, so it was worth it.
Sounds like you and I have different perspectives on paying for apps.
You did online dating too, and you met your match.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Now, if you missed this yesterday, Leah is brand new producer to the show,
but
also told us that she's dating a guy. Sorry if your parents are listening. Dating a guy that she met on Hinge.
Yes, now, and my parents know everything now.
Good.
Yesterday. Yeah,
awesome.
So that's great.
What's the most single you have been? Because you were kind of just out of like a 6-year relationship, right?
Yeah, so it was the buffer in between the 6-year relationship and the relationship now.
Oh.
That was horrible. Yeah. It's been brutal.
Oh, yeah.
February specifically. Specifically February 14th.
Yeah, that was
a rough day.
It's a
rough
time.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know about that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry for your girl. I want to know if you would date somebody who created a dating site around themselves. Person's name is Colin O'Brien. You can check out his site. It's called datecolinobrien.com.
Colin.
10 days ago, he posted it in a Facebook group called Date Ideas and Things to Do in St. Louis. It's a very elaborate site. He sells merch. He's got a bio filled with his information, his height, his weight, his tax bracket, COVID vaccination he got, and, Jax, this is important for you, his zodiac sign.
His sign. Yeah. Good.
Now you're interested.
Yes. He also has Harry Potter rooms in his house.
I like that. I think he's crafty.
Okay. All right.
TJ, okay. What? No, go ahead.
No, it was on board until he had a Harry Potter room in his house.
Oh, come on.
He's passionate.
Yeah, well.
Okay, so the question is, would you be able to go on a date with somebody who created a dating website about themselves? We'll go around the room, TJ.
No, but only because he missed a really great opportunity to call it Colin instead of Date Colin O'Brien, because you want to be Colin.
It's a good thing you didn't create one for yourself.
Yeah. It's no wonder I pay for Tinder premium.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Jax?
Yes, I think it's funny.
You do?
Yeah, I think that's crafty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Creative. It is a
it's
good
really
website.
It's really creative, right? Yeah, I think that's funny.
Selling merch.
Producer Leah?
Yeah, you know, the Harry Potter room, if you switch that out to like a Seinfeld room, I'd live in the room and mm-hmm. be with him in the room.
Okay.
Yeah. With him in the room.
I think my issue wouldn't be going on a date with the person. It would be explaining to other people how we met.
You know, that's like, none of their business.
Well, people ask all the time.
And you have to tell them that.
When you say none of your business, it means you're embarrassed by it.
Yeah, true.
Right? Mm-hmm. If someone meets...
True. Absolutely.
So you would be embarrassed by it too then?
No, I would tell people. I'd be proud of that. I think it's funny.
And, well, it worked. 200 eligible women have reached out in the last week.
Incredible.
He's got 13 dates lined up in 13 days.
Wow.
Starting tonight.
That's a lot of energy. You shouldn't tell people that, though.
What's that?
You shouldn't tell that it's back-to-back.
No, that ups your stock. You gotta do that. You think so?
100%. Yeah, because now you're a wanted asset.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a feeding frenzy afoot.
Assets and stocks, stop it, guys.
No, it's like a house.
Honestly, the dating market is just like the stock market.
The more people that want you, the more people that want you.
True.
You know what I mean?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What is the most pitiful award you've ever won? Like, you're like, I won this and I don't want to tell anyone. What'd you win?
When I was younger and I was playing hockey, I won Most Improved Player. Which, it sounds cool, but the more you think about the Most Improved Player Award, it's a veiled insult because they were like, you were really bad when you started this year.
It's the less bad award.
You got less worse. Yeah.
It means you've worked really hard.
We're actually surprised you managed it.
Yeah.
That's the award.
Good for you. No. Of everybody on the team, you made the biggest improvement based on how much you sucked when you started.
I won the Citizenship Award in grade one.
What is that?
It's the award for being... the brown noser of the group, basically. Yeah. I was a nice little kid, right? Like, I really was. I wasn't really much of a rule breaker.
I hope you're nice at six.
I would mediate issues in the yard, you know, kids getting into fights and stuff like that. I would break my friends
up. You're a narc. That's what you are. You're a narc.
I was a bit of a narc.
Yeah.
So I won that, and I was like, this is not where I want my life to go. Yeah.
How many kids got sent to the wall because of you?
I don't think I sent any kids to the wall. I don't think I did that.
I don't trust that.
I don't think so. You know, yeah, that was the worst when you just stand and stare at the wall for 15
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, yeah, that'll learn you.
The reason we're bringing this up is because Jax won what may be the most pitiful award in the history of pitiful awards.
I'm very excited about
this. This past weekend, what happened?
And I'll start this off by saying it wasn't really an award. It was more of a mention.
So she didn't even win it. She didn't even win this.
Okay, so I played softball in a softball tournament all weekend. It was so much fun up in Wasaga Beach. And I was like playing on this team. I didn't know a lot of people on it. But at the end of the weekend, we had so much fun. We all bonded. And I found out... because we all had to kind of vote on who the MVP was, so we put their names in the hat.
Now, is this an MVP of the tournament or
MVP
just on your team?
MVP of the entire tournament. Of the entire team. So, like 11 of us.
Okay.
Okay. It's getting worse as we go along. Wait. I thought this was a safe space.
It is, but also it's not at times.
Okay, so we all had to put our who we wanted to vote for in a hat and then on paper. And then the names are tallied. And then... we found out that Dave won MVP and everyone cheered and Dave deserved it. I voted for Dave.
Yeah.
And then after that, as we were all going to our cars, Ashley, who had been like tallying up the votes, said, "You almost won." Like, I was in second place to get the MVP.
Which, listen, we're happy for you.
Yeah, that's great news.
But of 11 people, you came second.
I was runner up of MVP. Yeah, guys.
Nice.
And I wouldn't have known that if I hadn't have parked by Ashley. I wouldn't have known that. So, that's the worst part.
So if you're keeping track, Jax's team voted on MVP. Do you win anything if you're the MVP?
Dave won a trophy. Like a little trophy.
How big was the trophy?
Very small.
Like, compare it to the size of an iPhone. Bigger or smaller?
Smaller.
Okay.
So we just got a text message from the 647. Hey, when I was 16, I was in a video game competition playing Halo. They put me against a bunch of 8-year-olds. I absolutely crushed them. And I was ashamed and embarrassed the whole time. But I won gift cards and free games. I won in theory, but lost in so many other ways.
You know what?
That's a funny, flippin' message.
Oh my God.
Wow, you are a funny person.
I like that. I respect that. You worked hard.
You go ahead.
Yeah, from when I was younger, I did 1 year of curling, and everyone on my team got an award except me. I got the participation award.
A participation award in cross country? Because I think, okay, so cross country.
You finished?
You're running, you finished the race. I think of like 300 kids that ran, I might have been 295. Like, it was bad. It was like me and just the stragglers. And I did it to get, quote unquote, ready for hockey season.
Yeah. Because
I was such a star athlete, I was playing house league hockey.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You guys are too hard on yourself. Every award is a good award.
Another one from Aurora. I won a citizenship award in grade 8. That makes both of us narcs.
Yeah. From the 289, it's okay, TJ. I got the most improved award for math in elementary school.
That's great.
Twice. I felt shame walking up to the podium.
No, that means you're learning.
I think they meant me on that one, by the way.
We're both really bad at math.
We're terrible at math.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I just want to circle back to Jax's story for a second. You said that your team voted on it.
Yeah.
And you came second.
Yeah.
We love you dearly. We've played softball with you.
Yeah.
It sounded like...
Is that just a pity vote? Or?
I think people like Jax as a person.
Because honestly, honey, we love you, but you're not good at softball.
Yeah. We love you dearly. And we love you so much that we're willing to tell you some parts of yourself that
aren't
the
best. How many times do you get on base, Jax?
What's that?
How many times do you get on base?
I was busy. I was busy, okay?
Hey, hit us with your most pitiful award. 999-999 to text. It's Virgin Mornings.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so you won an award and you're a little bit embarrassed and ashamed by it because it was a little bit sad. Jax won runner-up MVP on her 11-person softball team. She didn't even win the MVP. She ran runner-up.
I would have won if Dave hadn't done.
Well, Dave obviously was crushing some dingers.
He was really good. He was really, really good.
So, TJ, what are the texts saying?
We got a couple here. From the 416, I won best hair in high school, which at the time I was very proud of. But when I look back, that is my legacy from high school.
It's important to know what year that's in.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
You can determine decade based on hairstyle, and I would love to know what decade that
honestly,
was in.
Unless it was within the last 5 years, it's not good.
It's not going to be good.
Yeah.
Was it frosted tips? Was it mullet?
Ooh.
Was it the Rachel? Who knows?
Who knows? From the 647, I got the bookworm award in the third grade after
that's
a
good
book fest while helping during the festivities, and
nice.
I hate reading.
Oh.
Yeah, reading is for losers. I'm kidding.
Oh, that's true. Joke. I have a tattoo that says that exact thing. From the 647, I've got the most gutter ball award before at a church youth bowling tournament.
Oh.
That's a pretty bad award.
Oh, even Jesus is making fun of you. That's pretty funny.
He giveth, he also taketh away.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Ed Sheeran. Bad habits like gutter balls.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Whoa. Shh, 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 shh. Adam, pull down the music. Do you hear that? That's the smell of McDonald's fries.
Oh, you've got... Okay. Hey,
you want to win some stuff? Text fries and your name right now for a chance to win a $100 McDonald's gift card so you can enjoy their world-famous fries.
What's our text code?
F-R-I-E-S. Fries.
Two...
999-999.
Thank you. You hadn't said that.
Did I not say that part?
No, you didn't.
Look at this giveaway that we have here.
Where does this fall in line with our
contest? The whole segment.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it What's Trending with TJ or Adam and Jax? I couldn't remember. Doug Ford says it is going to announce a vaccine passport this week. Now, details are still being hashed out, but Ontario's passport system would likely require customers to show a proof of vaccination document before entering restaurants and movie theaters, among other settings. They're going to figure that out in the next couple days, it sounds like. If it's similar to Quebec, it could be a QR code or an app on your phone where it literally just scans and goes beep, and you're good to go. But they were saying, too, that even if you don't have a phone or access to whatever, then you'll get the paper document. Again, we'll know more in the next couple days. One of your favorite Netflix shows, Manifest, has been renewed for a new season. Now, if you're unfamiliar, Manifest has a cult-like following, I would say, and it's very similar to Lost, actually. That has to do with, like, a missing plane, and I guess the first season of it was just unbelievable. Then the second season, it falls apart.
The thing about it, it's the interesting thing with the comparison to Lost is Lost took 4 years four seasons before it fell off the rails.
Yeah.
Manifest took a season.
Yeah. No, and that's the thing is we start. It starts getting weird and spacey, and we're talking about different universes and portals. And I'm not interested. Yeah. I love the first season, but
they started the first season going, we're definitely not going to get more than a season out of this, and then they forgot where they were headed.
When I stopped, I was like, how much more can they do? And they did another three seasons, so I guess they're all right.
And now they just got confirmed for a fourth. And the TTC is increasing its service for September. In the release, the TTC outlined a number of measures that are going to be implemented next month. In order to meet the increased ridership, so there's going to be 25% more subway trains running on lines 1 and 2 during peak times on weekdays, which is fantastic. And also, service will also be restored on almost all of the 900 series express bus routes, and new express routes are planned for October. So it's nice to see some normalcy there. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
5K every day. 5K a day. Starts next Tuesday on 99.9 Virgin Radio because it gets you $5,000 5K per day.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Usually on a week like this, we'd be talking about the back half of the exhibition.
Oh, the CNE.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And so, you know, we've regained some of that normalcy in terms of, like, our summer rhythm.
Yeah.
But it's not fully back yet. But one part that really made me feel like, okay, it's somewhat normal, is the fact that we got Canada's Wonderland back, and they're hiring for Halloween Haunt. And the reason we bring this up is, A, it feels normal and kind of cool that Halloween Haunt's going to be back. That's spectacular. Number two is that we have people in the room who are experienced. So if you're considering this, we have two former haunters.
Yes,
spookers.
That's right. That's right.
And that would be TJ and Jax. Both separately did it. So TJ, what were you when they brought you in?
I think I was a zombie clown.
Oh, that's two things that are kind of spooky.
Scary.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's
I was just
terrifying.
A clown, but I feel like I was a zombie clown.
That's awful.
And they asked me to come and try it out, and I was going to film a video there. And I got a little nervous because the idea of just like walking up and going boo to people, I was like, I don't want to like disturb people. I don't like making a scene. You guys know that about me. And it took me a minute to realize like, oh, people can't see your face because it's covered in paint. So then the couple times I would walk up and I would be way too polite. I'd be like, how's it going? And the people at Wonderland were like, hey, you got to say scary things.
Yeah. Do you need anything?
So then I started chasing people far too much and saying things like, you're going to be in debt forever. And like, they're like, all right, that's too scary. It's too real.
Yeah.
And then they told me to dial it back. And I'm like, I don't know what you want from me. Yeah. And then I wasn't asked back.
Your rent's going up next year.
You'll never own a home. And it's not your fault.
Jax, what about you?
I was a clown. They dress me up as, I have to give a shout out because they do like the makeup artists.
It's amazing.
They are next level.
So when you show up there, it's like an hour in makeup before you can start, right?
And they have different artists that'll do it. So you go into a separate room where you can pick out your wardrobe.
Yeah.
And then based on that, they pick like a theme for your face and they sit there and they do it and they go.
Like it's a well-oiled machine. That's real. So I became a clown and I immediately became addicted to the power. And I have, because I don't like spooky things and I don't like scary things. So I wasn't sure how I'd actually do at Wonderland. And it was, I became a different person. I was high on the thrill.
Really?
And I was scaring people. I was like popping out of bushes. I was popping out from like behind other things. I was like running at people.
I can imagine
and
I you had with this, your tiny little legs like chasing people down.
Yeah. And I had this weird like blow up mallet thing. And I was like swinging it.
Hey, okay. So I have.
Both of our videos are up. I still do believe on our YouTube.
I know some people when they get scared will like
swing at you?
Yeah, they'll take a swing. Like, they'll cock their hand. Did you get any, like, any
I got pushed. I got
you
pushed.
You got pushed?
I got pushed, but you know what? I deserved it. Like, I deserved it.
Sounds like you had it coming.
I had it coming.
I had an incident once at a haunted house. I think I told you guys the story.
You have. I love this.
It wasn't at Halloween Haunt. Yeah. It was, anyway, it was a haunted house you were going through, and it was blacked out, so it was really, really dark. And you had to have your hands out in front of you as you're going through it so you could see where you're going. So I have my hands out in front of me, and I'm walking through, and I'm walking very slowly, and then I start to get a little bit braver, so I walk faster. And as my hands are in front of me, I take a step, and I feel them get, like, a little bit damp, a little wet.
Mm-hmm.
But it happened so quick, I was like, okay, that's weird. And I took another step, and then my hands got really wet, and all I heard was, ugh! And what happened was somebody was waiting to scare me, but they didn't hear or see me coming, and I put my hands in their mouth, and they gagged on my fingers. And all I heard was, and then I said, I'm sorry.
and then I left.
To the zombie.
And then I left, and I've never seen them
That's
again.
That's horrible.
That is the most horrifying story about this.
So that was before hand sanitizer, too, so imagine how I felt.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.